Welcome to the Future of Funeral Service. I am your host, Robin Heppel from FuneralFutures.com. Today we are continuing our series of pre-convention interviews for the ICCFA annual convention that is going to be held in San Diego, California from March 26th to 29th. Today's guest is Justin Zaber from Zaber Funeral Home and from Justin Zaber Enterprises located in Cleveland, Ohio. Justin, are you there?
I'm here, Rob. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. Now, Justin, just for the listeners, could you just provide a little bit of background about yourself and what you do from the speaking side and also about your family's funeral home?
Sure, absolutely, Rob. I am a third-generation funeral director. So my grandfather started our privately owned family funeral home in 1927, and just last year, 2007, we celebrated our 80th year in business. My father now owns and operates the funeral home, and my brother and I assist him, so I am a third-generation funeral director, and I also, for several years now, have been speaking professionally throughout North America within the funeral profession at conventions and association meetings and seminars all throughout North America, and that is the professional side of the professional business speaking end of what I do. So it kind of goes hand in hand. I get the opportunity to travel the country and meet funeral service professionals from all over North America, the United States, and Canada. And it really is quite an honor to be able to do that.
Yeah, I agree. It's kind of neat to be able to be out there and just to see what's going on in all the various parts of North America. And then you can bring some of those good ideas home and share your experiences of what's worked in your home with your other peers.
Absolutely, that's what it's all about.
Exactly. Now, hey, Justin, your presentation is going to be marketing and PR, media buzzing made easy. And
yes.
I think this is going to be great because I think it kind of dovetails into what I'm going to be talking about in my presentation about taking some of that media and putting it online. So, but let's first, if you could explain to the listeners what you're going to be covering and give some examples of what you've done in your hometown.
Sure, Rob. I am going to be presenting from the main stage, a general session presentation on Friday morning of the convention, and it is entitled Marketing and PR, Media Buzzing Made Easy. And believe it or not, the whole presentation kind of centers around a central story. As many people may or may not know, my brother and I were selected out of hundreds of applicants to be part of the first ever Men of Mortuaries calendar, and that only happened just about a year ago. So we did appear in the calendar, and before this whole thing happened, I never really even thought about marketing or PR or media buzzing. And I was kind of forced to as a result. We were tied to a charity, a breast cancer charity, through the calendar. And it was just a great opportunity to contact the media, to generate some buzz in our communities. And when all was said and done, I appeared in all of our local newspapers, our state, local, and regional one, all of our local news stations, and we even garnered some excellent national media attention. So my hope throughout the presentation is to share all these techniques and, just these kind of strategies with the audience and hope that they can kind of apply it to their own situations. I'm not asking them to go out and be in a calendar, but what I am hoping that they do is take the ideas and the strategies that we learned throughout the whole process, and I'm hoping that they can involve it in their own communities to really get the word out there amongst the media and, just kind of basing it on what you said about the internet. Without the internet, we probably wouldn't have been as successful in doing this as we were. So I do share several internet strategies as well.
Oh, great. Can you maybe even share just one of the strategies for, you've got something going on, maybe you're doing a tree dedication or it's your, Christmas memorial service or something like that. How do you get, your local media, how do you get their attention?
That's an excellent question, Rob, and that's kind of what I try to start with because I think that that's the area that most relates to everyone else because, let's face it, not everyone's going to be in a calendar. But what funeral homes are doing and cemeteries and, cremation services as well, just like you said, a tree of memorial service I know is very popular. a tree of remembrance around the holidays. It really all starts with a press release. You've got to get that press release out, and you start local. Here, one of the things that I tell in the presentation is you've got to start local and then branch out from there. So the place you need to start is your local newspaper, and that's where we started. And I wrote a press release, and throughout the presentation, I'm going to give you a step-by-step how-to on how you actually do that, you know, a point-by-point lead through that. And you really, what I did was I wrote a press release based on some guidelines that I had read about, and I sent it into the local newspaper. The local newspaper picked it up, and from the local newspaper, then the regional newspaper picked it up. From the regional newspaper, then one TV news station did, then a second, then a third, then a fourth, and then beyond that, the ball was already rolling. The word was out there, and it kind of took on a life of its own.
Oh, great. Excellent. Now, and so are the people that are attending the session, you've got a little bit of a worksheet or handouts anyway that kind of will, you know, that they can take home, and, you know, because although it's the spring right now, you know, come summertime, they're going to be planning that Christmas memorial. So
that's,
you know,
right. That's right. So, yeah, I do actually have a handout, and it will be passed out at the presentation. There's a lot of slides and pictures that I go through, so the presentation is very content rich. And there is a handout. There is a, you know, some physical step by step instructions on what to do. So the people, the audience who are listening, they can either obtain it there or, you know, send me an email, and I certainly can send it to them and help them through this process.
Oh, that's great.
Rob, actually, I wanted to ask you a few questions about your presentation. Could you state for us and for the audience what the title of your presentation is and how the audience who is listening to my presentation can take these media events and really turn them into an internet marketing tool?
Well, thanks, Justin. Yeah, it's going to be called the Web 2.0, the future of the Internet. And what I'm going to, you know, the Internet's changing all the time, and there's more and more users on there, and they're using it more. So not only do we have a greater number of users, but those users are on the Internet more on a regular day. So what I'm going to do, and I'm actually going to sift through some things like that there's, you know, there's certain technologies that are out there, but I'm going to let the folks know, you know what, don't worry about these ones yet. Let's go with the three main things that you can do to promote yourself and really start to build that conversation and build your reputation online. And the three main areas that we're going to cover are social networks, where things like Facebook and MySpace, and how funeral directors should, you know, be aware of how these work, because a lot of young people are using those to memorialize their friends that have died. We see that whenever there's a tragedy, there's these memorial Facebook pages and things like that. So we're going to talk about how we can, you know, very respectively be involved and how we hold ourselves out in that. And that's the most intimate type of relationship, because you have your profile. And what we're going to do, though, is, but it's very... it's very focused. We're going to take a step back and talk about how you can use things like what you were talking about, your press releases and communicating with your community through blogs and email and even terms like RSS, which means really simple syndication, but it's just kind of how messages now get out on the Internet, and how you can actually create a conversation with your community and talk to them, and instead of just having kind of a company website that's corporate speak, the personalities of the people start coming out in blogs, and the blog could be separate from your website, or it can be incorporated within it.
Sure.
And then what we get into, which is a little, you know, step further away, but much broader, and what I'm really excited about is the use of online video, and YouTube is the fourth most popular website in the U.S. But what's interesting is 1, 2, and 3, Yahoo, Google, and MSN are all search engines. So YouTube is actually the most popular content site on the internet in the U.S. So we're going to talk about how do we use online video, whether it be testimonials, infomercials, commercials that you've used on your with the television station, how to get those up and out, and not that you're always just focusing on your own website, but getting a greater internet presence. And the neat thing is, I'm doing a case study right now, and listeners who want to see how it's going, I'm updating the stats every other day on my website at funeralfuturist.com of how I was able to get number one rankings in Google for terms like funeral planning in your own town and burial plots in your own town, and even some other ones that how you can do this by using some of these other sites. And
sure.
And people are going to, if they see a video, they're probably going to watch it. So you here you're able to get your message in a 2 or 3 minute little elevator speech or infomercial out there. And we're always talking about being different. And so if you can start building that conversation, let's use sites like YouTube that are, again, the fourth most popular site in the country to get your message out there. And hey, you don't have to pay for 30-second spots on the with your local station. So
yeah, that's free publicity is always the best way to go.
Exactly. So anyway, as you can tell, I'm pretty excited about it and really looking forward to sharing all that, all the information that I've got. And again, everyone will walk away with step by step. This is what you need to do. You can do it for really inexpensive or even probably programs that you already have on your computer and you don't even know it, and you can put these these little videos together and start taking over the internet real estate for your town.
Absolutely. Sounds great. I'm really looking forward to it, Rob.
Yeah, and I think, overall, both of us have been at ICCFA before, and it's just a great conference. Linda and Karen do a great job of getting us all organized and looking, that it's going to be a great time for all the delegates. So,
absolutely. It seems to get better and better every year, and people get more and more excited about it. I know I certainly look forward to it every year.
Great. Well, Justin, I should probably let you go here, but do you have any final thoughts?
Just really, I want to point out to the audience how fun this stuff is. Once you get started, I was very intimidated at first, and I didn't think I could do it. But I just started. I took that first step, which is quite often the hardest and most intimidating. And from that point on, I really, really have enjoyed it. Obviously, otherwise, I wouldn't be talking on the main stage about it. So I've really grown to be attracted to this kind of stuff. And I just really want to point out to the audience and to the listeners how much fun it is once you get that ball rolling.
Well, that's great. I'd like to thank Justin Zaber of Zaber Funeral Home and Justin Zaber Enterprises, who will be presenting Marketing and PR, Media Buzzing Made Easy. For those of you who haven't registered yet, you can still get information at www.iccfa. Check back soon for another pre-conference interview. And on behalf of thefuneralgurus.com, this is Robin Heppel. And remember, embrace the future.